Good morning. Thank you very much for joining us. Reverend Steve Morris here, St Cuthbert's, North Wembley. Thank you so much. It's lovely to have you with us. The reading today is from Matthew 11. I'm going to start at verse 18. John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by her actions. And I now move on within that same chapter to verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I think this must be one of my absolute favourite Bible readings, partly because it gives such a great insight into Jesus and his character. People often wondered, you know, what is he like? And there was a point when theologians decided to find the historical Jesus. And so they went back and they tried to find evidence and work out exactly where he was at and who he was. And the problem is that every search for that strict historical Jesus has failed. In the end, you're not left with very much. The definition, the description of Jesus has often been, as a historical character, the pale Galilean. In other words, there's not substance there, but there is when you read the Bible and you understand what he said and did. And it seems to me that's where we get our clues. They called him a glutton and a drunk. And of course, he made friends with the wrong people. I find it actually rather encouraging that the nature of God is like this. I mean, it's easy to picture a God, isn't it, who's very stern and distant and maybe lacks a sense of humour. But a God who really enjoys good times, a God who really enjoys sitting down eating and drinking. He wasn't forcing himself, you know, to have a good time with people. He wasn't forcing himself, I'll force down that nice meal. He did it because he wanted to, because he enjoyed the things that are enjoyable about life. And I think when we get that picture of Jesus, or that picture of God, it opens up a whole new vista, a whole new sense of who God is. Of course, as part of becoming a priest, I studied theology. And the word itself, you know, what is theology? Well, a good description is theology answers the questions, what's God, what's he like, and what difference does it make? And I think those are really good. I think that's true. That is what theology is all about. And the answer, and we see it here, is that God is good, and God is good to be around. God's full of mirth and gentleness. Of course, power. I mean, God is king, you know, he's full of amazing, incredible power, the kind of power that led to the world being created. But God is good to be around. God is gentle. God is full of grace. What difference does it make? That's the thing. You know, why does it matter? Well, I think we really see it, don't we, in that statement when Jesus says, come to me if you are weary. I think weariness is the abiding feeling that we have at the moment. I think the weariness caused by uncertainty and peril and inactivity or too much activity, whatever it is, has made us feel very, very weary, very ragged. I don't think I've ever known a period in my life, in the life of my friends and people that I know, where so many people are feeling really, really tired. The call from God is, come to me, come to me. It's more, even more than that, isn't it? It's not just kind of come and hang around. It's come and learn from me. Come and take what I've got to give you. Because the burden of being with me is light. That's important, you know, because it's not just a passive acknowledgement of God that's on offer. It's a partnership where we individually are yoked, you know. Yokes are interesting because yokes are those things you put across two oxen and they keep them really close together. They're just the right optimal distance from each other. They're also, of course, a bit of industrial kit. You put a yoke together and you pull more because people are working in the same direction. I love the idea that Jesus tells us that he is humble and gentle. And those two things, it seems to me, are not the attributes you'd normally think when you just thought about if there was a God. I like it very much. In fact, I love this passage because of what it implies. It says so much in so few words. It says what God is like, and it helps us to understand why that really matters. What do we do as a result of it? Well, the call is quite simple. Hand over to me the weightiness that you have on your shoulders. Hand it over to me. I am kind and gentle, and I'm humble, and I'm modest, and I can take it. And maybe that's takes a lifetime, or maybe it's something that you do quite straightforwardly. The yoke, the connection that holds us in place next to God is light. It's not to do with doing life in our own strength. It's not to do with our action. Although a tiny movement is required on our part. When we're faced with peril, you know, we're inbuilt. We have a kind of psychological response of fight or flight. We kind of go back in, you know, we get tetchily, argue, go straight back in at someone. Or we just run off. Maybe we've all had both of those things. But this seems to say that if you're feeling weary, if you're feeling under threat, you don't need to fight or flight. What you need to do is to relax and give over to God the things that are heavy in your life. We've all got heaviness, every one of us. This pandemic has brought heaviness of its own. It has brought uncertainty and weariness. We don't know exactly what's going to happen next, do we? We don't know what's going to happen in this great city, in our country. We don't even know what's going to happen in the church. What is life going to look like? It's difficult because just a few months ago, we all thought we knew. And I think there's no better time than to kind of inhabit this reading, to imagine ourselves. You know, stop struggling, stop trying to figure everything out for ourselves and simply hand over to Jesus. Let him take it. And let us just be alive in the moment, enjoying what we have around us. No planning, no regrets, just alive and grateful to be alive. Father, thank you for your amazing word. Help us to live it this week. Amen.